What side effects are seen with PTK?
The ones that are seen are fatigue and dizziness appears to be increased in PTK-ZK more than, you know, compared to placebo. Remember, there's always going to be background. These people are getting chemotherapy and have metastatic colorectal cancer. Now, that may be fixable to a certain extent because the metabolism of PTK is such that it actually induces its own metabolism. So for the first week or two, the level of PTK-ZK is higher than it is after 2 weeks. So you may be able to ramp it up. You know, do you see what I'm saying? So the same dose on day one gives you a higher level than the same dose on day 15. The other things that have been seen are anti-VEGF toxicities, which have been seen with bevacizumab and other anti-angiogenesis agents, such as hypertension. There does seem to be an increase in thromboembolic events, actually more on the venous side rather than the arterial side. One thing that has not been seen has been a significant increase in perforation. Whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, I'm not quite certain. But obviously it's bad to have a perforation, but it may mean that you're not quite as on target as much.
Interesting. Is there interest in looking at the combination of bevacizumab and PTK-ZK?
I think there would be a lot of interest, but things like this have a lot of politics, and I think that there is a group actually that is looking at this. Also, I think the combination of small molecule inhibitors and ligand inhibitors is fascinating, and you know, we have lots of models of this, be it in antibiotics, hitting several parts of the same pathway, as well as in cytotoxic agents. Also, the combination of anti-VEGF receptor antagonists together with other pathway inhibitors like you brought up before. There's a lot of crosstalk, and there are trials underway.
This concludes the first CD. For more from the interview with Dr. Hecht, please turn to the second CD.